I'm Mark Kremelar. The UN General Assembly voting by a wide margin to call on the Security Council to reconsider Palestine's request to become a full member of the UN. The U.S., Israel, Argentina, among several countries that voted against that plan. Meanwhile, the Biden administration releasing a report finding Israel has likely violated international humanitarian laws in its siege of Gaza with the help of U.S.-provided weapons.
The State Department report saying it is reasonable to assess that some U.S. weapons have been used in instances inconsistent with Israel's obligation under international law, adding that the high levels of civilian casualties caused by those weapons raises substantial questions as to whether the IDF is using them effectively in all cases. Those international laws require foreign governments to take steps to protect civilians and allow humanitarian aid into war zones.
That's ABC's Martha Raddatz. A key witness set to take the stand in the criminal hush money trial of former President Trump, it's expected Michael Cohen, Trump's former attorney and fixer, will begin testifying for the prosecution on Monday about alleged payments made to keep an alleged affair between Trump and a porn actress quiet. An unusually powerful solar storm could bring some extraordinary sights in the northern sky this weekend.
Millions of Americans across the upper U.S. will potentially see the northern lights thanks to a severe solar storm. NOAA issuing this rare watch for the first time in nearly 20 years. A geomagnetic storm so strong it could possibly threaten communications and power grids here on Earth. Solar flares triggering spectacular displays of the aurora borealis, potentially as far south as Alabama.
ABC's Alex Perez. A federal appeals court rejecting an effort by Steve Bannon to challenge his criminal conviction for contempt of Congress. About 700 workers walking off the job at a hotel casino near the Las Vegas Strip at dawn on Friday in what union organizers say will be a 48-hour strike after months of trying to reach a new 5-year contract with management at Virgin Hotels. The Culinary Union, the largest labor union in Nevada, said the action marks its first strike in 22 years. Guest room attendants, cocktail and food servers, bellhops and more among those walking off the job and beginning a picket line in front of the hotel. Proof that something as simple and natural as sneezing at the wrong time can be dangerous. ABC's Chuck Sievertson explains.
Sneezing led to an accident that closed highway lanes for a few hours Friday morning. State police say that on the Spalding Turnpike in Rochester, New Hampshire, the driver of a box truck had a sneezing fit. He lost control, crashing into a guardrail and then swerving back toward the middle of the road before his truck rolled over and came to rest on its wheels across all lanes. Police say the driver was not hurt and he had no passengers. No other vehicles were involved in the crash. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The winners of Miss USA and Miss Teen USA have both resigned from their titles within days of each other, citing mental health and personal values as a reason. Their decisions have increased calls for transparency and put a spotlight on the Miss Universe organization, which runs both pageants. Resignations mark the first time in 72 years a pageant has gone without title holders in the position.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.